This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And since it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, we've got a story about beer. Okay, fine. It's actually about kegs. American-made steel kegs. Remember those tariffs President Trump put in place? 25% on most imported steel? It turns out they could have some unintended consequences for the only company in the U.S. making beer kegs out of American steel. Paul Zacher is the CEO of the American Keg Company in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and he came to our New York studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
Can you explain to me just how an American steel beer keg is made? Like, what goes into that?
So the basic process is we'll order jumbo rolls of steel, stainless steel, and then we'll fabricate that throughout our manufacturing facility. It takes approximately 2 hours to make one keg. And then we ship it out to our customers. There's approximately 6,000 to 7,000 craft brewers, cideries, and wineries that will purchase stainless steel beer kegs.
And you guys are the last company that makes American steel kegs?
Yes, we're the only company in the United States making stainless steel beer kegs.
Why? Is it just that much more expensive to do it with U.S. steel?
Yes, right now it's definitely more expensive to do it with U.S. steel.
Well, I've got you in here to talk about tariffs. So what do these steel tariffs do to your business?
I think when the tariffs came out, it was probably a good idea. I'm sure the steel industry needs some protection, but there's some unintended consequences for companies such as us that have competition that make imports. And on the U.S. side, our cost for domestic steel is going to increase because of these tariffs. As the import steel goes up in cost, so does the domestic steel.
So price of your keg's going to go up?
Yes. It's already up. As the tariff discussions were taking place, domestic steel was starting to increase in the fourth quarter and continue to increase here in the first quarter.
What does that mean for your customers?
Well, there's always been a delta between a USA-made keg and an import keg.
Maybe explain what a delta is.
Sorry about that. a price difference between a U.S. keg and an import keg. Today, you can probably buy an import keg around $95. And a USA-made keg is going to be around $115.
The sort of wrinkle here is that finished products are not subject to the tariffs.
That's correct. The finished products for kegs and many other products coming into the U.S. is at a 0% tariff. We have customers calling saying, hey, how can we help? We had one gentleman call, stated he was a veteran and he doesn't buy kegs, but he'll buy a keg and have many of his other friends buy one keg. Yeah, so it was that was a great voicemail to hear that.
Are you losing customers?
Yes. It's a difficult situation right now. We have a lot of patriotic customers that want to buy USA-made kegs with U.S. labor and U.S. steel, but they're only going to go so far as that price difference continues to rise.
I know you've had to downsize a little bit. This is a rough time. What needs to happen for you to stay afloat?
We would say at this point there's some unfinished business. Mm-hmm. So companies out there that have low-cost imports coming in for finished product that has a high content of steel, we're going to need to see some help on those tariffs.
So today, another round of tariffs, you'd say?
Yeah, not across the board, but specific industries that are harmed by this and also have import competition using low-cost steel.
You know, we're sitting here talking about kegs. Your business is really, in many ways, a story about globalization and how much of what we buy and use and consume comes from overseas. And yet we also think about American jobs. When you go home at night and sort of think about where you fit into this globalization story, what do you think?
Well, it's a very complex topic. And I think a lot of people have been wrestling it for many years. I think what we would say is that we would put our engineers, our production employees, our entire team against anyone in the world. We just need a level playing field. So I think some of these industries are going to need some help from the government to look at that.
If you had the chance to sit down with the president, what would you tell him?
I would say we're very in favor to bringing more jobs back to the U.S. We're absolutely excited about rejuvenating manufacturing in the U.S., and we want to see economic growth. So please look at all the variables that we need to do to achieve those goals.
Do you think that's possible? Do you think having a really strong manufacturing economy in the U.S. is something that's possible when you look at prices overseas?
I think so. I think if you look at American labor, I think they're as competitive as anyone else in the world.
Paul Zacher, thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me on.